Title: Resampling Workflows for Old School Vibes, Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're going intermediate and very hands-on. Resampling Workflows for Old School Vibes in Ableton Live, Using Session View. The whole mindset here is, perform, print, edit, repeat. This is one of the fastest ways to get that early jungle, early DNB grit. You know the sound. Breaks that feel like they've been bounced a few times. Bass that sounds like one glued together recording instead of five separate layers. And those little happy accidents that happen when you commit to audio instead of tweaking forever. And Session View is perfect for it because it behaves like a dubplate cutting station. You can try a move, record it, instantly get a new clip. Then do it again with a different vibe in seconds. By the end, you'll have a little session-based resampling rig where you can print processed break loops, resample bass stabs and reese layers into cohesive audio, and build variations quickly. Then you'll capture a performance into arrangement to get structure fast. Let's build it. First, step 0, prep the vibe and the session behavior. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I like 170 for this lesson. Now set global quantization to 1 bar. That's a big deal. It means when you launch clips and scenes, everything locks to the phrase. Old school energy is tight phrasing with quick edits, not random chaos. Quantization is your guardrail. Turn the metronome on while you're capturing. Later, when you're performing, you can turn it off if it kills the vibe. And think in classic loop lengths, 4, 8, 16 bar scenes. That's how a lot of jungle and DNB arrangement language works. And it's going to make your resampling feel instantly more record-like. Now step 1. Create your core tracks in Session View. You want a few sources, and then a dedicated place to print them. Track A. Breaks. Make it an audio track. Drop in a break. Amen, think. Funky drummer. Anything with attitude. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Then adjust the envelope. Somewhere around 40 to 60 as a starting point. If it starts sounding like it's flaming or smearing, the envelope is one of the first places to look. Quick teacher note, don't ignore gain staging here. Aim your break peaks around minus 6 dB. If the break is already smashing into the red, every single saturation and compressor after it is going to lie to you. You'll think you're improving it, but you're mostly just clipping. Track B. Drum hits. Make a MIDI track with a drum rack. Add just a couple reinforcement sounds. Maybe a kick layer, maybe a snare crack. Keep it minimal. You're not trying to replace the break, you're trying to support it. Track C. Bass. MIDI track. Use operator or wave eatable. For a quick operator reese. Ask a saw. Ask B saw. Detune B slightly, like plus 7 cents. Add a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Drive around 3 to 6 dB. Add glide. Maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds, so the notes slide a bit. That glide alone can make it feel way more played and less grid perfect. Track D, effects, audio or MIDI, your choice. Impacts, noise sweeps, little risers, use simpler for one shots, auto filter for movement. And track E is the key, your resample track, an audio track. This is your printing deck. Now step 2, set up resample routing the classic way. On the resample track, set audio from to resampling. That captures the master output, meaning whatever you hear is what gets printed. Set monitor to off. Really important. If you leave monitor on N, you can get doubling, or worse, feedback loops that will ruin your day. Arm the resample track, and create a few empty clip slots across several scenes so you're ready to capture takes. This resampling input is perfect when you want everything together, like a full performance print, but for controlled printing, like drums only, we're going to do a cleaner approach next. Step 3. Bus your drums for more controlled printing. Select your breaks track and your drum hits track, and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drum bus. Now, on your resample track, instead of resampling, set audio from to drum bus, and make sure it's post-FX. That means you're printing the processed drum bus, not the raw pre-effect signal. This right here is the secret to staying sane. You can resample just drums without bass bleeding in. Later, you can do the same thing for bass. Now step 4, build an old-school break print chain on the drum bus. Dock devices only. Put these in order. First, EQ8. High pass around 30 Hz to clean sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. And if you want air, a gentle lift around 7 to 10k. Optional. Second, saturator. Mode, analog clip. Drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Soft clip on. And then compensate output so it's not just louder. Teacher rule, if it gets better only when it gets louder, it's not better yet. Third, drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 10 to 30%. Boom. Keep it subtle for jungle breaks, maybe 0 to 20. Use damp if it starts getting harsh. Fourth, oil filter. This is your performance device. Low pass, 12 or 24 dB. You're going to ride this cutoff while recording takes. That movement is a huge part of the someone performed this through Gear Illusion. Fifth, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction on peaks. You're not trying to flatten the brake into a pancake, just glue. Why this chain works? It's basically tone shaping, saturation, drum character, performance movement, and then a bit of glue. It mimics printing through a mixer and committing. Now step 5, resample brakes like you're cutting jungle edits. Launch your brake clips. Get your groove running. Now start performing on that auto filter cutoff. Do a few subtle rides. Maybe close it a bit in bar 7 and open it into bar 9. Think like a DJ doing a sweep into a section. Arm resample and record into an empty clip slot. Record 8 or 16 bars. Stop recording. And now you've got a brand new audio clip that already has character baked in. Immediately rename it. Seriously, name it something like MN Printed 170 BPM Take 1. This is one of those workflow things that separates fun sessions from messy sessions. Session view fills up fast, and naming is how you keep momentum. Now open the printed clip. You can experiment with warp modes. Complex can be good for full loops. Beats can be punchier and better for slicing vibes. Try pitching it down, -2 to -5 semitones. That darker repitch is one of the fastest shortcuts to older era. And here's a pro move. If the printed take is already tight, try turning warp off on the printed clip to avoid double warp blur. Because you already warped the source brake, printed it, and if you warp the print again aggressively, transients can get smeary. And now, do multiple takes. Print 3 takes with different filter rides and different saturation amounts. You're basically making your own custom brake pack for this tune. Step 6. Slice your resampled brake, session friendly. Right-click that printed brake clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Destination New Drum Rack. Now you can play the brake like a kit. This is where the jungle edits live. Ghost notes, little 1/16th stutters, turnaround fills. On that Slice drum rack track, try Redux, but subtle. Downsample 2 to 8. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Tiny amounts. You're aiming for texture, not a destroyed ringtone. Add auto pan for stereo movement. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 10 to 25%. Phase 180 degrees for width. Just remember, keep mono compatibility in mind. If your break vanishes in mono, back off. Now step 7. Resample bass into a recorded layer. If you have multiple bass layers, group them into a bass bus. Same idea as drum bus. On the bass bus, add an EQ8. If you've got a mid layer, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 so it's not fighting the sub. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then overdrive for bite. Set the frequency somewhere like 700 to 1.5k, drive maybe 10 to 30%, and adjust tone to avoid fizzy pain. Then a compressor. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. Now set your resample track input to bass bus, post effects, and record 8 bars of bass, while you'd use some mod moves, filter shifts, wave eatable position changes, maybe a little automation. You're trying to capture performance, not static MIDI. After printing, treat it like audio. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Warp only if you need it. Complex Pro can help. But don't force it if it already sits right. Make variations. Bass printa, bass printa fill, bass printa Lopez, and a classic DNB move. Duplicate the printed clip. Pitch it up plus 12 semitones very quietly for presence. Then filter it so it's more like a halo than a second bass. Now step 8. Build scenes like TJ sections. Then record a performance. Make scenes like intro, pre-drop, drop A, drop a variation, breakdown, drop B. Here's what's powerful. Instead of rewriting your whole beat, you can keep the same musical idea but swap the printed break take. So drop a uses take 1, drop a variation uses take 2 with a heavier filter ride. Same DNA, different energy. When you're ready, hit arrangement record at the top, then launch scenes live for 2 to 3 minutes. You've basically played an arrangement, which is an extremely old-school way to build structure fast. Now, extra coach notes to level up your workflow. First, build a print matrix so you stop rerouting constantly. Instead of one resample track that you keep changing, create multiple print tracks, print drums, print bass, print mix. Each one has its audio from set appropriately. Then you just arm the one you need. It's faster, and it prevents those moments where you print drums and later realize the bass is baked in. Second, if you want dub-style performance moves baked in, look into post-mixer sends. If you're doing fader rides and send throws, switching sends to post-mixer means those moves get captured like a live desk recording, not like a static routing trick. Third, commit in layers. Pre-print, edit, reprint. Print a processed loop. Do micro edits like tiny chops, reverses, fades, timing nudges. Then print that edited result again through a lighter glue chain. This is the heritage workflow. Sample it, work it, resample it. Just don't overdo compression on every generation or you'll remove the life. Fourth, clip gain is your best friend. Before you print takes, match clip levels so the bus chain gets hit consistently. Then take one versus take five isn't just the loud one wins. Now, a couple advanced variation ideas you can try once the basic flow is working. You can make scene-based take lanes. One scene is take a clean drive, next is take B filter ride, next is take C crush and band pass. Same musical content, different printed clips. That makes a slash B decisions instant while you perform. You can also use follow actions on short one bar chop clips. So live DJs your edits automatically while you print a long take. You'll capture fills you wouldn't have programmed manually. And try dropout prints. While printing, do quick mutes. Kick layer for half a bar, snare for one beat, bass for one bar before the turnaround. Those dropouts become part of the audio, and then you can slice them into reusable transitions. It sounds tape-ish and intentional, even if it started as a mistake. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't resample too hot. Keep your master peaking around -6 to -3 dB while printing. You can make it loud later. Avoid monitoring feedback. Resample monitor stays off. Watch warp artifacts. Beats mode settings matter, and you may not need to warp your printed clip again. And don't skip naming and color coding. Session view can become a landfill in 5 minutes if you don't label takes. Let's finish with a mini practice exercise you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.